continuing the thoughts and themes of Colossians, number 65 in your white hymnals, all things in Jesus I find. He satisfies. 65 in your white hymnals.
Love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, it's a wonderful place to be when only Jesus can satisfy our hearts and our longings and our deep desires. And also, we're so thankful today, dear Lord, that you do this for us with open arms, Lord. You welcome us to yourself and say, I can satisfy you. I can bless you. Yes. I can meet your needs for today. I can do all things. And, oh, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you. You are our Lord and our Master. And we worship you here this morning again, oh God, with thankful hearts. And so we pray that your will be accomplished. And everything that we do and say, Lord, it will be honorable to you. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. Let this day be a great day for each and every one, we pray. That we will just sense your presence wherever we are, throughout these grounds, wherever we work, whatever we do. That we will know you are with us, and we feel your love and your presence with us continually. How blessed we are, and we thank you for it. So continue to be with us this morning. Bless our hearts, we pray, for your glory, for your honor. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord.
Lord, we praise you.
Wonderful.
Sometimes young people hear us older folks say that there's nothing out there in the world that nothing satisfies, and that's true. But as young people, it's hard to learn just from what someone says. But I used to have a really neat job at the time, I thought it was, and my whole job was to arrange parties, big parties. Now, at that time, I was not close to the Lord. I had drifted away. But I worked on Wall Street, where they had tons of money, and they were always trying to impress people. And I would have to go to England, arrange conferences. I'd have to go beforehand and get the limousines and arrange the hotels and the rooms and activities for the wives. And then I'd fly back 3 months later for the actual party. And then even in New York, I would have to arrange parties for the institutional investors, the banks, who would spend millions of dollars. And then later on, I was in a business where every night was a party. That was the years of the discotheques and Donna Summers and all those famous people that you probably don't never heard of now. But, and again, every night was a party. Bubble machines, smoke machines, loud music. I had tons of records. As the owner, the record companies would send me new records all the time. So I was constantly partying. But I was miserable. Mm-hmm. And I had a mother who was praying for me. Yeah. And, well, some of you may have heard the story how one night after many years of living this life, I got up after a party early in the morning wanting some orange juice, and as I reached for the refrigerator, a verse came to me, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. I said, where did that come from? But I knew instinctively that the Lord was giving me another chance. And those are the times when campus having winter programs, and I immediately made a decision right then and there that I was tired of that life that wasn't satisfying. I had everything I wanted. I had enough money to, within reason, to do whatever I wanted. If I wanted to take a plane someplace, I could do it. But nothing satisfied. Mm-hmm. It is not satisfying. Only Jesus will satisfy. Yes. Will satisfy. And I've had a very satisfactory life ever since. Amen. Jesus will do it. So if you have thoughts about, I wonder if that's true. I wonder if there's nothing out there that will make me happy. It is true. Nothing will totally satisfy you unless you give yourself totally to Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. Show us, O God. Lord, show us.
Think of the two men on the Emmaus Road, and when Jesus met with them and left, they said, "Did not our hearts burn within us?" And I think that's what the Lord wants to do for us these days too, that our hearts would just burn within us, that we would have such a desire to want Jesus more than ever before. And I believe He's doing that. I hear from the testimonies that God is working in our hearts and in our lives, and we need to just be open to it. And He will fill us. He will fill that longing in our hearts, whatever it is, He will fill it. He's faithful in that way, and I'm so thankful for that. And He will do it for you, He'll do it for me. Depends on how much we want, and He will give it. And so let's be open these days to all that Jesus has for us. Say, "Lord, I want more. I thirst for You. I hunger for You. I need more. I need more in my life. Be what You want me to be." And the Lord will do that for us.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I found Him whom my soul so long has prayed. Jesus satisfies when
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus.
praise you, Lord. We give you thanks.
One of my brethren was found with a peach this morning. I saw he had it. I was envious. I like peaches. And later on, I saw there was only a pit left over. It must have been ready to be eaten. And I thought, not that God wants to eat us. But we talked about fruit, cucumbers, potatoes, all types of things like that. But, you know, they can't be eaten until they're ready, until they're ripe. And when I was first saved, I was saved in Waynesburg under the ministry of Brother Gordon and Sister Martha. And I was in earnest, and I asked Brother Gordon to pray for me that the Lord would show me his will. You know what he opened up to? Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Christ Jesus concerning you. And I didn't fully grasp that, and I don't know if I still fully grasp that, but along the way it has made sense to me that we're like a fruit, and we can't eat it until it's ripe and fully developed. And in our lives, God is working in us, and one of the ways he works in us is He teaches us to rejoice. Why? Because, well, things could go wrong, things could go right. Are we thankful for the goodness? Are we overcoming in the difficulty? These all serve to develop our lives in the Lord. And pray without ceasing. A life of seeking the Lord. Drawing nigh to God. Getting to know the Lord. We can't do anything for God if we don't know Him. And in everything give thanks. I mentioned that. But this is how I believe God works in us to prepare us for the will of God. This is the will of God. To get prepared. To put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. God is working in us, and when he sees we're ready, he'll put us in a place that we'll grow in and be fruitful. I'm so thankful that God's will is sweet. God's will is wonderful. And when we find it, and we may be in it and we don't know it, and as we develop in it, I often think of the gardeners being here at camp and how they led this camp and how everyone just appreciated them so much, and their ministry was so wonderful in God. But you know, it just didn't happen. They didn't walk into this camp the way it is now. This camp was developing when they first started, and they developed with it, and God caused them to grow with it. And if we are yielding ourselves to what God is doing in our lives, even in the daily chore today, we heard last night or yesterday about doing all things as unto the Lord, for we serve the Lord Christ. That's what has been taught here to the staff, because that's how he trains us. And in while we're working and doing things, he's doing that preparation and making us ready for his greater plan. And I'm so thankful. He doesn't make any mistakes.
Hymn number 2 in the red hymnal. Would you stand as we sing number 2?
Oh, great.
me do this. Colossians chapter 1, don't turn there yet, we'll be there in a minute. But our text this morning are these verses, and maybe it'll help us appreciate the song and sing it with more meaning. Colossians 1:15, he is the image, speaking of Jesus, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. In him all things hold together. Verse 2.
Praise be the Lord.